Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. In today's episode, I have that horror anthology movie for you. Now, if you don't know what those are, the horror anthology movie, it's basically a bunch of short stories held together with this overarching narrative or another story layered on top of it. And for me, I love these movies really for two basic reasons. Because all of those stories are short in nature, usually about 15 to 20 minutes each. So they have to start fast and deliver right away. And when they're good, they're really good. And second, if they're bad or boring or they just don't work, it's only about 15 minutes and it stops, it's over, and then it's off to the next one. So you don't have to suffer through a whole 90 minutes of something that's just not very good. Now, some of my favorite horror anthology movies, I'm thinking about off the top of my head. I should have wrote these down. Now, if I'm thinking old school, I would probably go with Creepshow. That had a good diverse amount of stories and covered like quite a few subgenres in that, if I remember correctly. Tales from the Dark Side was another really solid one. And the overall arching story with the boy who was caged in the cage that was going to be eaten, and they settled that. I'm not going to spoil that for you. That was really good. An Asian horror anthology, Three Extremes. That one was pretty good and super intense. Check that one out. Something off the beaten path a little bit was Tales from the Hood. Now, by that name, it sounds like it's going to be like really campy and funny or whatever, but there was some really solid storytelling in that, some decent acting and some messages sprinkled throughout. Yeah, the practical effects were pretty cheesy and pretty bad, but the movie is pretty solid and pretty good. Yeah, but anyway, today we have the Mortuary Collection. And this is a brand new original from Shudder. And if you're not familiar with what Shudder is, it's this new, well, not super new, but it's a newer streaming service that just specializes in nothing but horror and thriller movies. That is all that's on this platform. And since this is my first, I figured I would jump right into an original and see what kind of quality they crank out over there. So, what is this one about? Now, you know, kind of as the title says, this takes place in a mortuary, and they're holding a service for this little boy. You know, little boy died. Now, the service is over, and this young woman stays behind. And she states, you know, she sees the help wanted sign, and she's interested in, you know, working. So the director takes her to the back to do the interview, and she notices there's a whole bunch of books. And she's like, "What's up with all the books?" And he's like, "Well, all these books contain a story about someone dying, but not just the how, but the why." And she was like, "Well, okay, I'm interested. Tell me a story then." And there you go. That's the basic setup of how we get all the stories in. And from there, we get into four different stories, plus the overall narrative that holds the thing together. And I'm not really going to get too deep into any of that, but briefly, there is a story of a woman that goes to the restroom at a party. There's a one-night stand that has some interesting consequences. Let's see. There's a man that's taking care of his wife who is in a vegetable state. And finally, there's a killer that's on the loose and a young girl is babysitting. So, you know, those are the four stories. And then, of course, we find out what happens with the whole interview thing and the whole overarching story. So, that's pretty much the movie. Now, what did the pros think? They came in at a very high 96% on a Rotten scale. And this is with 54 reviews. So, that is pretty good. And there is no audience score. So, I guess I'll be the first one. What did I think? Well, first, let me get to these positives. All the basic stuff was good. Let's get that out the way. I like the way some of the shots were framed. That really stood out to me. The acting was very solid. It looked good. It didn't look cheap or anything like that. So, yeah, I mean, all the basic stuff is here and good. But let's get to the meat of this. what makes the anthology of the stories. Now, with a runtime of 111, I wasn't sure how long the stories would be. I wasn't sure if it was going to be a whole bunch of short ones or a really couple of longer ones. Now, this first story was only about like 10 minutes, and it was really nothing more than a short. It didn't have anything really to it. It wasn't an actual story. Then we get into the second one, which was a lot longer and had a solid plot. And this one was the bit of the comic relief of the movie, so to speak. And it was probably the grossest one of the bunch. The third one was more cerebral and gave you some thought-provoking things to think about on the way that plays out. And then finally, the last one with the babysitter was just a traditional slasher with a bit of a twist, and that one connects to the overall narrative. Now, the order of the stories and how they kind of cranked them up in intensity with each one, that was really well done. I liked that. Each story was unique enough and different from the other ones, so you don't get bored or don't think, okay, I just saw this a second ago. And oh, the overall story, which most anthologies don't really spend too much time on. It's just there to hold it together and kind of push things along to get to the next story. Here, it was really well done, and it had a nice, satisfying ending to it. Now, I really only have two negatives when I think about this one, and they're really nitpicks when you think about it for me. While the way the stories play out are entertaining and interesting, there's really nothing original here. Every single one of these stories, including the main one, you've seen something like this somewhere else. So, not original at all. And finally, it's extremely predictable. Now, if you're a horror vet or a thriller vet, you will guess every little twist here. You're not going to be surprised at any of the twists they try to throw at you. But everything is so well done, it doesn't ruin the overall enjoyment of the movie. So don't worry about it being predictable. And yeah, but let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? Yes, I certainly did. I would give this one a 90% on the Rotten scale. This is one of the better anthology movies I've seen in a while. Like I said, while there's nothing original or surprising about it, it's so well written and it plays out in such an entertaining way that you won't care that you know how all the stories are going to end or you can guess. You're still going to enjoy watching them and seeing them play out. So yeah, I mean, if you have Shudder or you get one of them free trials or something, or you have access to this movie, you rent it or something, this, is a good introduction to what a Shudder original is. So I'm very impressed and encouraged to get to the next one, which I will be getting to the next one very shortly, which is why I'm dropping this one right now. And yeah, so if this is your first time, don't make it your last. Mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. This is a Podbean production. Check me out there. Like, share, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. Facebook companion page of the same name. I'll drop all that stuff there in the comics. Also, I haven't mentioned this in a few episodes. I'm also up on Spotify and Google Music. And yeah, so you can check me out on some of those other different streaming platforms if you want to go there and check me out. Just look me up, Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. And yeah, I said I was going to crank out as many of these leading up to Halloween as I could, and this is number one. So yeah, we're looking pretty good. So I have another one already locked and loaded on Shudder, and I'm not quite sure what to expect from it because it's kind of got a really short runtime, and it sounds like something that's really original. So I think I finally found what my original thing is going to be, or at least what I read of the synopsis sounds original. But anyway, more on that next episode. Now I'm rambling. Thank you again for tuning in. I appreciate you. Appreciate your support. And I will see you guys again really soon. Maybe I'll be dropping another episode. Probably, yeah, definitely another episode within the next 24 hours for sure. And probably another one or two over the weekend to close out Halloween. But anyway, thank you again, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.